The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Generally speaking, I try to gear the podcast, You're Not Alone, to those who are blind and visually impaired, both for encouragement for you who are, as well as then for you who are sighted, who are listening, and there's quite a few out there who do, to give you insight both to our life, but also to the Word of God. Well, one of the challenges for a person who's blind is mealtime. Now, there's no problem eating. In fact, many of us eat way too much, especially here in the United States. But the problem is keeping clean. Now, one of the things I point out to every person who's blind is blind people aren't the only people who make a mess. Oh my gosh, sighted people make as much mess as blind people. It's just the problem is people who are blind don't often realize that they're making a mess. Well, one of the things I've found that helps me is, of course, a napkin. I have a paper napkin here, and it's a conversation that my wife and I often have. I'll take my napkin, and I'll wad it up like this, and I'll set it in my lap. And as I eat, then I take it, and I kind of wipe my finger a little bit. And she said, "Why do you do that?" And I said, "Well, I like a wad because then I can stick my fingers in." Because she just opens up the napkin and sets it flat on her lap and just kind of gently wipes her fingers on it when she needs to. Well, one of the problems is sometimes when I go to wipe my fingers, I bump my pants. So one of the things I've learned is usually if I eat that day, then throw the clothes down. Well, it's kind of a given thing. And of course, I shouldn't say of course, but because I eat every day, well, generally I throw the clothes down. Don't wear them twice. Or if I do, I'm not seeing any public. The folded napkin. It struck me. Two things struck me. With the whole idea of a napkin during this past, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Simon Peter and the other disciple started toward the tomb. Both of them were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter arrived as he was behind him and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linens. Finally, the other disciple went in, who had reached the tomb first. When he saw it, he believed. Week. Easter was just celebrated, and I would like to read some verses of John chapter 20, and it pertains to both a napkin and life. If you could hold on and just kind of listen, I think you'll find it interesting as well. Starting at verse 1, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him. So Simon Peter and the other disciple started toward the tomb. Both of them were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter arrived, as he was behind him, and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linens. Finally, the other disciple went in, who had reached the tomb first. When he saw it, he believed. There's some interesting things about this reading. Did you notice it took a whole verse to talk about that funeral burial cloth? In some translations, they actually call it a napkin. It's a big piece of cloth that was wrapped around the head. Well, in Hebrew tradition, and this isn't in every family, but in Hebrew tradition, and these people would have known it, Simon and John, that where there was a master with servants in the house, when the master went to sit down to eat, well, first the servant had set the table just as the master liked, and when the master was done eating, he would take his napkin, he would wipe his fingers, and wipe his mouth, and his, of course his beard, because he always Jewish men wore beards, and then he'd crumple it up and put it on the plate and then leave. That was a sign to the servant, the master was done, and he can come and clear the table. But, on the other hand, if the master would take the napkin and just simply fold it up and set it beside the plate and leave, the servant knew that the master was not done, and he would be back. That's exactly what happened here. When Peter and John saw that burial cloth, it said it was folded up to the side. Folded up to the side. That means Jesus was not done. He was coming back, according to Hebrew tradition. By the way, I can't help but mention, they saw the linen strips there. Mary thought someone had robbed the grave and taken Jesus. But what? They're going to say, then, okay, let's steal the body and let's unwrap it. Oh, here, this one. And can you imagine how messy that would be? I mean, if they're going to steal the body, they'd just grab it and go, wouldn't they? But here they were, the linens just laying there. And that's because, poof, Jesus was alive and he came out of the linens. Just as a little later, poof, he would come through a locked door and stand among the disciples. Because he was shown himself now as the true God, and not just man, God, man, but also God, he can go through anything, including strips of cloth. But he stopped, took the time to take that napkin and fold it and lay it beside the linen cloths, so that people would know he is not done. He is coming back. What implications? Well, he's not done with humanity. He's coming back. I've lost my mom. She died of a stroke. I can't help but believe Jesus came back for her and took her home. Just like he folded up the napkin and mom heard this story. Well, the story for her was, he's coming back for her. He's not done. Any of us who die and are trusting the Lord, Jesus is coming back for us. He's not done. He's not done with us. Yeah. Now, if that's the case, that Jesus is alive, he is our Savior, he's coming back for us, heck, fire, we're his servants, and we should be serving him. We should be living like his servants, trying to do the very best we can out of thankful hearts because of all that he did for us so that we could have eternal life with him in his heavenly Father's home. Oh, which makes me think of that verse from John 14. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it weren't so, I wouldn't have told you. And I have told you, and that when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that you may be where I am. I see the Easter story here, of John 20, telling me that though Jesus is not there, the tomb is empty. He rose, but he is not done. He's coming back for you and me. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your many blessings, that you suffered and died on the cross to take away our sins, taking our punishment, but that you folded up the napkin so that we'd have a clear message that you're not done, but you're coming back for us, that we may be with you in that home, that palace we call heaven, forever. Lord, as we live our lives here now, let us always keep that in mind, that we are living for you, for you are coming back for us. Help us as we serve you and serve others, so that whether it's a big thing or a small thing, we'll understand that you are blessing it, so it be a great thing, because you are at work by your Holy Spirit. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.